Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. We are live on location at Partners in Primary Care, 101 Orchard Park Drive.
Orchard Park Drive
in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. It is awesome to be here today, and we are listening to Elvis doing his thing. He's singing beautifully, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And meanwhile, the great people here are tolerating, Lonzo, you and I here. We are the fly in the ointment. We are the irritant here on this afternoon.
And you know, we are getting to do something that most people don't get to do.
What's that?
We're being somewhat loud in the waiting room.
We are.
Yeah,
we are.
Because it's usually like a library in a waiting
it
room.
It is.
And you're afraid to be too loud.
It is. You know when you get your magazine in the waiting room and you sit and you don't really make eye contact with people because you don't want to look like you're staring at people,
yeah.
Right? But we're here today. We're being as loud and obnoxious as ever, and we're having an amazing time. Have an amazing time out here today. They've treated us real well. If you'd like to come by, see Elvis perform, we'd love to have the chance to meet you if you're in the Greenville area. 101 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. Partners in Primary Care. Rolling on here today. Everybody here, as is the case, Lonzo, I don't know how you get away with living here because everybody here in the upstate is so friendly. Why do they put up with you?
I live in the woods. I don't actually live in,
oh, okay.
You know, remember, I live in Lawrence County, so I live down in the woods. My neighbors are squirrels and possums. They don't like me. I don't like them, so it's a good situation.
I was going to ask why this area puts up with your scowl on a daily basis, but the fact that you're not really indoctrinated with the people.
How many times have you actually seen me in public?
No, never, never, never. The man has yet to see False Park on the Reedy in downtown Greenville, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome to be here. A loaded final hour for you. Taylor Estes will highlight some impropriety in the college football playoff as our guest with 24/7 Sports. She joins us at 3:50. A really funny best thing we heard today on a must-watch television special that took place last night. But as for right now, it is time to do a little ditty we call the Top 3 at 3. It is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, and the Top 3 at 3 starts right now. People here are so lovely.
They are.
There's a very nice woman right here. What is your name, ma'am? So nice to meet you, Cynthia. So nice to meet you. Elvis is alive today, Cynthia. He most certainly is. Most certainly is. It's awesome to meet you. Please take anything you'd like up here. All right? Anything you'd like. Hit it! All right, coming up at number 3 today, it is the Heisman.
You scared everybody in here to half to death when you said hit it. Everybody jumped. Everybody in here jumped.
They don't know the shtick, do
yeah,
they?
No, they don't.
No, that's kind of what we do. We have a meaningless 10-second conversation
or
total silence.
At least we're in a place where medical attention is readily available.
Or total silence. There you go. The Heisman Trophy. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Lawrence is not a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. Clemson's Trevor Lawrence is not a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. So, who is a finalist for the Heisman Trophy? We have, as a finalist for the Heisman Trophy, we have Joe Burrow, we have Chase Young, we have Justin Fields, and we have Jalen Hurts. Right or wrong, Trevor Lawrence of Clemson has not made the final list. He hasn't made the final list. He's had 22 touchdowns, no interceptions, the final 7 games of the season this year. And above and beyond that, my mom loves him. My mom watches Clemson as if she's Trevor Lawrence's mother. It's an amazing thing to see. Does this rankle you in any way, shape, or form, Clemson fans, that Trevor Lawrence is not a finalist for the Heisman Trophy? You can't be mad at the Heisman Trust You can be mad at the voters because the trust determines who deserves to be a finalist based on the number of votes accrued and attained. Everybody knows Joe Burrow is going to win the darn thing, but the reality is the top four vote getters are the guys who are out there, are the guys who get to be there. Was I surprised Trevor Lawrence wasn't a finalist? I was. I was surprised that Jalen Hurts made it, that Chase Young made it. And I would have thought Tua, given the body of work before the injury, and Trevor Lawrence, how he's come on over the course of the season, would have potentially been there. But it shows that you got to complete the body of work. You got to complete the body of work. And Trevor Lawrence, through the first four or five games, had 8 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He's been lights out since, folks. Year one for Trevor Lawrence, 30 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Year two for Trevor Lawrence, 30 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And here's something I think a lot of people miss. Do you realize that Joe Burrow is 4 years older than Trevor Lawrence?
Really?
At that particular age, the difference in, you know, the male maturity and the way your body develops and everything like that, Joe Burrow competing against college players is getting to the point of like Chris Wenke. Remember that from back in the day?
I don't think it's that bad.
That old man there, Oklahoma State had another guy who went to the Houston Texans, and he was real old as well, and I'm blanking on his name at the moment. But he's 4 years older than Trevor Lawrence. So slow your roll if you're trying to tell me that Trevor Lawrence isn't who Joe Burrow is today. He's got 4 years, ladies and gentlemen, to get there. Next up, at number 2 today. Folks, Major League Baseball has commissioned a study, and they have hired Drs. Alan Nathan, Jim Albert, Pico Hosoi, and Lloyd Smith, and to study the frequency of home runs this year in Major League Baseball. Home runs were 11% higher this last year than they have ever been before. 6,776 home runs were hit. That's 11% more than had ever been seen in Major League Baseball. So what was the cause of that? Everyone was saying juiced baseballs was the problem, right? Well, they've determined that decreases in air resistance spurred by inconsistent seam height on the baseball and changes in player behavior. Players are now swinging with an uppercut swing. It's called a launch angle. Produced different angles of velocity and exit velocities led to the dramatic increase in home runs during the 2019 season. A committee of professors tasked by Major League Baseball studying the record-setting home run spike said in a preliminary report released Wednesday. Look, 11% more home runs than we've ever seen before. All year long, Major League Baseball faced persistent questions during the 2019 season. Justin Verlander wondered whether the league or Rawlings had juiced the ball. They said no evidence was found that changes in baseball performance were due to anything intentional on the part of Rawlings or Major League Baseball and were likely due to manufacturing variability. So check this out, Lonzo. Don't you have a responsibility if you're Spalding to make the basketballs identical? Don't you have a responsibility if you're making the footballs in the NFL? This was the big problem with Deflategate, remember, with Tom Brady, that the footballs should be identical? A study of the science behind all of these home runs in Major League Baseball determined that the baseballs don't all have the same seam height, and it results in a different a different velocity and different distance for all these home runs, different distance off the bat. It blows my mind that you're unable as a baseball making company to make baseballs that are identical to one another. I don't get that at all.
I'm going to stay away from seam height jokes. If we were in studio, that
would
be a totally different
story. I was wondering seam height is actually painful. You know, if the seams can get too high, it can ride up on you a little bit, Lonzo.
Yeah.
It can be a
can
painful
end up
experience.
In a wedge. You don't want that.
No, you don't. Seam height is not always a positive thing.
I can see where baseballs will be harder to make uniform compared to the other balls in major sports because they're inflated with air and baseballs are not.
Yeah. But you should be able to make baseballs that are completely and totally identical to the one you just made. It created a situation last year, Lonzo, where randomly, think about it, a pitcher's thinking to himself, okay, my success today determines on the baseballs that the umpire is going to give me. you know, and I'm sure there were pitchers that thought to themselves, so this is going to be a long day today. The seam height is not where it needs to be. I can't believe I'm hearing that. I can't believe that an organization like Major League Baseball can't make uniform tools for everybody. It makes you wonder if we have a legitimate World Series champion. What baseball were they using in those games?
Yeah, but is baseball complaining about it? Aren't home runs up? Isn't that why people watch to see home runs?
It's getting cartoonish, Lonzo, and you're seeing the extinction of stolen bases, doubles, triples, and moving runners along. You're seeing the extinction of that. It's home runs or strikeouts now and nothing else. It's a real problem for Major League Baseball, and that uniformity is something. I read this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't believe what I was reading. And finally, number one today, number one today is as follows. And folks, there are a lot of you that are clamoring for an 8-team playoff in college football. So here's what I have to present to you. Chris Fowler quote tweeted today. He spoke to his friends in Las Vegas, and he said, "What would the lines be on a hypothetical 8-team playoff?" And here's what we have. We've taken the top seven teams in the college football playoff rankings, and the eighth seed, we've made Memphis, as if you had an 8-team playoff, you'd have the top-ranked group of five team in the playoff. So listen to these saucy, sexy matchups that we have here. Memphis at LSU. LSU favored by 24. Baylor at Ohio State. Ohio State favored by 21. Oregon at Clemson. Clemson favored by 20. And Georgia at Oklahoma. Georgia favored by 1.5. That's the 4-5 matchup.
Really?
That's the 4-5 matchup. That's the one decent matchup that you have
so
there.
So Georgia would have an offense to compete with Oklahoma? I don't think so.
Well, Oklahoma doesn't have much of a defense. So Vegas's conclusion is that if you had an 8-team playoff, you could expect three big mismatches and one close game. And they believe that would be the case most years. Expansion would probably equal more inclusion. You'd have more teams allowed in, a more of a chance for some teams, but you wouldn't get more competitive balance, and you wouldn't get a different Final Four. Now, maybe, Lonzo, this year, Memphis is not winning as a 24-point underdog to LSU. Neither is Baylor at 21 to Ohio State or Oregon at 20-point underdog at Clemson. The only potential, you might have Georgia beat Oklahoma. That might be the only potential difference. And then Georgia will get waxed again by LSU as they just did. Why do you need to see that again? Why do you need to see that twice? College football gives us a playoff, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the regular season. Georgia had a playoff game. They lost. Baylor had a playoff game. They lost. Utah had a playoff game. They all lost. They were in an 8-team playoff. They lost. They did not advance to the Final Four. You've got the four right teams. Less is more. Scarcity creates demand. Can I get an amen? I'm holding up my goldfish and I'm saying, who's coming with me on this upstate? Do not expand the playoff by any stretch of the imagination. Do not even entertain the notion. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you. It's 71307. Just put ESPN to start your text and then hit us with your message. Our Twitter policy, very much would like to have you following us on Twitter. That mean a lot to us. Can you do that for us? At ESPN Upstate for our station account, at Lonzo on Word for Lonzo, and at Mark Ryan on Air, at MARC Ryan on Air for yours truly. And finally, you can email the show, Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Let's check on our text line. Bad thing about the Miami Hurricanes, we stopped giving players luxury sports cars for performance. We haven't been the same since. Talking about the ACC, stock up or stock down, both Lonzo and I. Lonzo said stock down. I said you couldn't have an arrow pointing down for the ACC because they've hit the bottom of the pool. There's no, you can't go any further down than they are. Let's see. Dutch Fork Mark Ryan did not steal the game. Dorman's coach got outcoached again. That old man needs to go. Something tells me Cole Bryson would feel a little bit differently about that. A texter, for some reason, Lonzo, says that you live in L.A. I don't know why that – what does that have to do with anything?
Lawrence.
Lawrence? Oh, there's a different
County.
There's a different L.A.?
No, it's Lawrence. It's
okay.
Move on.
Okay. And the final texter says, and if Clemson had played anybody, they would have had their playoff loss like Alabama did. Well, if they had played anybody, sir, and had lost that particular game, they might have gotten into the playoff as a one-loss team as Oklahoma did, right? Who is sixth and seventh in the playoff? How many losses do they have? Two. How many losses does number five Georgia have? Two. Would Clemson have been in the playoff with one loss? I think very, very likely. All right, coming up next on the show, there was a must-see TV event last night. And what we've done is we've taken the best audio clips from that event and we put them together for your listening enjoyment. We will share that with you next. It's Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, the two greatest coaches, in my opinion, in the history of their respective sports, sitting down with one another for an HBO sports special. Highlights of that next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live on location at Partners in Primary Care.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Elvis is the building.
Did he? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I'm going with
I think he's rolling until 3:30, and I think it's only 3:24. Elvis would not clock out early, Lonzo.
No, I think Elvis has left the building.
I think you're accusing
Lonzo. I think I finally had my chance to say that.
I think you're accusing Elvis of cutting out with 6 minutes still to go in his work day.
Listen,
here.
The king leaves when he wants to.
Does he?
Yes, he
is
does.
Is that the case?
Yes.
The king right now is Bob because he is hanging patiently on the line to join us. Bob, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, great to hear from you, Mark. Happy to have you back on the air. Keeping Lonzo on his toes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. You know, I got a text from Lonzo when I was out that this, like, here's what I've learned about Lonzo, Bob. He's one of those guys that has a very, very hard time showing affection or giving compliments, right?
Do you want me to give you a hug right now? Because I'll do it.
So, like, when I was having – the day before my surgery, people were coming into the studio, Bob, and giving me hugs, and Lonzo told him to stop doing it because it was making him uncomfortable. But, Bob, here's the closest that I get to a compliment. I got when I was at home recovering, I got a text one day from Lonzo, and he said, "Hurry up and come back, will you? I don't have anyone to fight with anymore." Okay, so that's what you get, Bob. That's and I love you from Lonzo. Okay.
All right. Well, happy to hear that you guys are back to your old ways. I was calling to talk about this playoff expansion. I kind of wanted to build off what you were talking about. Last time I called in, we were talking about potential expansion. I talked about six. And actually, one of my big proponents is six instead of eight. Exactly what you harped on, the idea of getting competitive matchups. Because, I mean, frankly, the first round of these playoffs, not very competitive. I think there's been 2 one-score games in the semifinals out of 12 matchups so far, whatever it is. You know, expanding the field, exactly what you're talking about. You're putting Memphis against LSU. You're giving Oregon a shot at Clemson. And
Oregon doesn't want any shot at that. Oregon doesn't want any part of that action. Trust me.
Well, and the other thing that was interesting, you guys were saying those were at. So would those be considered home games, or were those neutral field numbers?
Correct. They would be at the home sites of the top four seeds. So you'd have Memphis at LSU. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy it.
See, personally, I actually like that idea and say the neutral fields. Let these fans get a home playoff experience.
Yeah, but 4 is fine. Bob, 4 is fine.
Oh, yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Hey, you're just watering down the field to add in more teams.
Yes, you don't need to do that, and it's just, you know, scarcity creates demand. Give us the very best that college football has to offer, and, you know, what makes college football unique, Bob, and why have we lost interest in college basketball as a 12-month-a-year sport? I'll tell you why. Because the tournament is the only thing that matters, and if your team can't make a 68-team tournament, you don't need to be wasting your time watching them to begin with, right? So the tournament, the size of the tournament in March Madness has ruined the regular season. We don't care about the regular season anymore. You hardly ever, I mean, Lonzo, I bet you can support this. We may have spoken 5 minutes or less of college basketball since the college basketball season started. It is my job to have topics that appeal to the most of you. And I don't think college basketball in December does that consistently enough. Why? Their tournament is too big. The regular season is the playoff in college football, and if you change that, you change the greatest sport in existence. Bob, I'm happy to hear you agree with me about that.
I'm happy to hear you on the air still. Have a good day, and Lonzo, I wish you the best of luck on the 28th.
Same to you. Thank you.
Lonzo's going to need luck on the 28th because those Clemson boys are going to be angry going up against Clemson.
The hard part is I'm going to be working. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to not be working during that time, and hopefully I can figure that out. But if not, I'll be working, and you'll be able to tell if I'm having a good game or a bad game by how I sound on the air. So,
you know what? I will too be working in that game, and I will be hosting the Ingles College Football Kickoff Show with Fatboy and Nine. By the way, Nine had a birthday yesterday. He turned 9. He turned 9 yesterday. So it's very, very good. Happy birthday to Nine. That will be on 4 p.m. on 93.3 The Planet.
I have a challenge to you. Sure. Why don't you disrespect wrestling while you're sitting next to Nine and Fatboy?
Because I like this thing called life, Lonzo, and I would like to keep living it.
Yeah, because Fatboy can be kind of – that's a big dude. He can be a little scary.
So you'll do it on Twitter, but you won't do it in face-face?
Listen, I am an expert, Patrick, at the art of self-preservation, okay? I've if there's one thing I've learned, there's a reason, Patrick, that this beautiful mug has never been punched, and it's because I know when to hold them and know when to fold them, all right? And that is a fold-em, scenario right there.
Look, all I'm saying is that you said that we were at the kids' table, but our boss was there as well, and he was having a good time. So are you saying that the boss was sitting at the kids' table with us?
do you see, like, it becomes so clear to you after you've worked somewhere for a while, the people that are in your corner and the people that are trying to get you fired?
No.
Hey, I'm in your corner. So, I'm in your corner. I just want to make sure
becomes,
that if you're going to say.
It becomes so patently obvious who's trying to take your job away from you.
He's just repeating what I said, and he agrees, and so do most people. By the way, Devin was there, too. I don't know if you knew that. So the sales manager was there.
I would like to say to both Mark Hendricks and Devin, what was it like to have orange slices and Capri Sun sitting at the kids' table?
There you go.
What was it like? Did you enjoy your Lunchables together?
So what you're saying is you fear Fat Boy and Nine more than you fear your boss or the sales manager.
I think you've hit on an accurate statement there. I think you have. In May,
Patrick and I are going to kidnap you and take you to SmackDown. You're going to SmackDown.
You're saying that's going to happen in May. I may figure out a way out of that between now and then.
You may not.
No. Here's the thing. You will have just went with us to South Carolina Comic Con. Then you're going to go to wrestling with us.
Listen, man. I mean, these people are trying to ruin.
I have a verbal contract on the other.
We're trying to get you more cultured, Mark. That's all we're doing.
I think you're trying to make me lose all semblance of maturity
that I have. What would you like us to go with you to? Something that we don't normally go to.
Well, I actually don't want you guys to go with me to anything. That's why I never invite you anywhere.
Mark.
Okay? I don't want to be seen with either of the two of you.
Look, all we're trying to do is we're trying to be Aladdin here, and we're trying to show you a whole new world. Okay?
That's all we're trying to do. Good God. And I'm going to be frozen and say, let it go. Let it go. All right.
Okay, I hate you now just for that song.
Yeah, here we go. The Patriots and Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, The Art of Coaching, a must-see TV event last night that I actually didn't get to see, Lonzo, because like a cheapskate, I've been doing the free trial of HBO, and my free trial ran out. Right, I lost my free trial. I'm no longer doing the free trial each and every month with HBO, so I didn't get to see it. But on Twitter, I don't know if this was legal or illegal, but people posted some clips of the show. Okay, and it was a fascinating watch. It was a fascinating listen because for my money, Nick Saban's the best coach I've ever seen in college football. Bill Belichick's the best coach I've ever seen in the NFL, and these two guys are meeting together in Nick Saban's office. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban on a clip one here talking to X's and O's.
Get out and get your knee pads on. That includes you morons.
It's a horrible release, 21. Horrible. Not bad. Alright? Not average. Horrible.
Don't be doing that arm over. You're too short for that. Just keep it right there. Right there.
Nick Perry, get your elbow off and throw the ball. What'd you do when you were a kid? Play Nintendo?
Jake, this, not this.
Your hands are back here, man. Might as well stick them up your ass.
Give it to us again. Give it to us again, please. On the ball.
Run it again.
I can't stand it. Run it again. Huddle up and run it again, Brady.
All right, the coaches in their full glory, not being too happy with their teams. Talking general terms about football now are Bill Belichick and Nick Saban.
Hey guys, sorry All we right. got practice today, so.
What time are you out there?
We start meeting with the players at 2 and we'll be on the field at 3:30.
Do you all do squad meetings on the installs?
Yeah.
Oh, you do the squad meetings?
The whole defense.
Right.
So Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, a little bit off camera there, talking about how they do their squad meetings and so on and so forth, personnel groupings. Bill Belichick was talking to Nick Saban next about analytics and how basically – and if you need any more proof that analytics are for the birds – here's Bill Belichick and talking to Nick Saban, and Nick Saban thought this was a hoot, talking about analytics on the plane ride home after a loss.
We get on the plane after a loss, and I walk on the plane, I look at the, and a lot of times the coaches will be there, you know, on their computer and everything. And I'm like, you know, fellas, the reason why we got beat is because we can't tackle, and we can't force the run. Like, all the rest of this is a bunch of garbage. This isn't about a computer, you know, get into some space world technology. This we can't tackle.
True or false, Lonzo? You were nodding your head.
Yeah, oh, I was definitely nodding my head.
Yeah, and finally, Bill Belichick used a Nick Saban play to win a playoff game. Now, I never saw Nick Saban do this, but I remember Bill Belichick using this in a playoff game. Everyone was saying he was a genius. And what's hilarious about this is Gus Malzahn just did something very similar to Nick Saban to beat them at the end of the game this year. They came out with their punt team. They audibled to a regular offensive formation. The punter was at wide receiver. Alabama didn't know what to do, and they got a substitution infraction, 5 yards first down, Auburn game over. Nick Saban got a little bit of his own medicine, but Bill Belichick stole Nick Saban's play to confuse the defense and to create a penalty. Here's those two guys talking about that.
In 2014, Bill Belichick won a playoff game after seeing a non-obvious formation by Alabama earlier that season.
Derrick Henry is the running back. But look at this odd formation. Players all over the field.
It's so difficult to recognize the eligibles in that formation. And especially if you do it fast.
LSU is confused. This guy's not even eligible right here, but he fakes a pass, and they free up the real tight end who was lined up as a tackle.
They get lined up backwards so they don't match the pattern right. And that's exactly what happened, you know, in our game, and I think it happened later for the Patriots, too.
How did Omanowanui get so open down here? Well, it was a trick play. Breen is ineligible.
You know, I watch what they do. I study their schemes because I know if it's good enough for Nick and he's doing it, that it's probably good enough for me. I think that's something that Nick and I share. Create an advantage with your attack on the team without doing too much so that your team can't execute that plan.
Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, the art of coaching. Lonzo, teams typically reveal their formation with about 15 seconds left on the play clock. In that amount of time, would you be able to identify the eligible and ineligible players to avoid a penalty or a substitution infraction?
No, I would not. I wonder if the refs would, though. That's the problem.
I don't think they do half the time. As a matter of fact, I think half the times the refs get confused and they throw a flag on something completely legal.
And then they conference and talk about it and they pick up the flag.
I don't know. I do think it's kind of chintzy or cheap, though, you know, that you do these plays. The only design is to get a penalty. That's the only reason you're doing it, is to try to get a penalty on the other team.
Hey, it's an art, man. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it's kind of weak, but I've seen Bill Belichick pull it off successfully. I've seen Nick Saban pull it off successfully, and I just saw Gus Malzahn do it too, Nick Saban. All right, coming up next on the show, Taylor Estes of 24/7 Sports joins the show. Some improprieties bugging her on the college football playoff. That is next. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get right to it. Taylor Estes, one of our favorite guests of 24/7 Sports and Horns 24/7, joins us on the line. Taylor, long time no talk. How you doing? I didn't expect, Taylor, a few months ago, for your trajectory health-wise to be doing nothing but improving and me going straight downhill heading into surgery. I feel like karma. I don't know what I did to deserve that karma, but I'm happy to now be on the mend here, Taylor. Great to talk to you. Well, we missed having you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to hear that you are back on. And, yeah, you poor thing. I mean, seriously, like, I literally face-planted on the ground, and you poor thing are dealing with something else much more serious, you know? So
hey,
I'm glad that you're
my
doing
producer,
okay. You're back at work.
My producer, as empathetic as he is now playing his swan song violin motion. You know, not really.
She got seriously hurt. Yeah. You just had your gallbladder removed. I'm sorry. There's a difference.
She got roughed up, Lonzo, real bad. But I'll tell you what, I would trade it. I would take what she got, and I think she would too.
Well, I could help you face plan outside of
that.
Yeah,
there you go. He's gonna assist me with that. Taylor, the final four playoff teams revealed. What would you say your biggest beef is with the entire playoff committee, the committee's rankings, and so on and so forth? What's your biggest beef with the whole thing?
You know what? I actually kind of think that, and this may be an unpopular opinion, but I kind of think that the playoff committee got it right. I would say the one thing that is a little weird was how LSU jumped Ohio State for, you know, the final week of the rankings. And then, you know, Bob Mills came up and talked about how LSU's gotten better or healthier on defense, that they've played better there. But that was one thing I was kind of like a little skeptical about. The other thing I will say is I feel like Clemson hasn't gotten enough respect all year long. And I know
very
that you
smart,
and I have talked
very
about
smart
that.
In this area. Yeah. Very smart thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked about that a few times. And, you know, I don't know if it's the schedule or whatever it was. I mean, that's kind of outside their control. But, I mean, they've dominated, especially down the stretch. I mean, I think that they never really got the credit that they were due. So, you know, I want to see Dabo Swinney and the Tigers really just come out guns blazing, you know, spewing fire from this first matchup here, because, you know, that's just something that I think that you've kind of seen that from Clemson as the season has wore on. When they weren't getting the respect, they were just proving themselves more and more and more. So I'm really interested to see that happen.
Who do you think is the national championship favorite right now if you're handicapping the Final Four?
If it was in my opinion, I would probably say LSU. I believe Ohio State is like the best odds at this point or something like that. But I think that LSU, you know, I saw them in person this season, and the offense is something that, you know, that people haven't seen, especially in the SEC, and they've just really had their way with everybody all season long. I think that they're probably the most complete team, and, you know, I think it's going to be a shootout, obviously, in the first game between, you know, Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, you know, two Heisman finalists here. But I think that LSU is probably the one that is going to, if I were going to, you know, make the decision, that LSU is probably the favorite at this point, just because that offense is something that no team has been able to stop all season long.
A lot of new coaching hires out there right now, Taylor. And what hire to you has impressed you the most?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, one, and this is probably just because it's kind of close to home, is the hiring of Jeff Traylor, a former assistant at Arkansas, as the head coach of UT San Antonio, just down the road here in Austin. You know, I think Jeff Traylor, he's a great coach. It was kind of a weird move, in my opinion. But that was one, I think, that, you know, UTSA is a D1 program now, but they really have not been able to do very well with recruiting the state of Texas, with getting some of the talent to go there. And, you know, they're not going to get the top guys in the country, but they just haven't really done a great job of developing the relationships with the high school coaches inside state lines. And I think Jeff Traylor is somebody who's absolutely going to be able to do that, with his experience being a longtime head coach out in East Texas. And then, you know, he then coached at the University of Texas under Charlie Strong's staff. I think Tom Herman made a huge mistake not keeping Jeff Traylor from Charlie Strong's staff when he was hired, you know, and then he goes to Arkansas there too. So I think, as weird as that sounds, I know you probably were not expecting me to say a lower, you know, type of hire like that.
I'm used to curveballs. I'm used to your curveballs, Taylor, okay? You can't
surprise
me anymore.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
So here's what gets me. Texas, the advantages that Texas has, fan base, boosters, financially, own network, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it can't be sitting well in Austin that Baylor, with disadvantages and really starting from rock bottom for Matt Rhule in year three has vaulted really significantly past where Texas is. How I can't imagine that's being digested well where you are.
No, not at all. I mean, I think, you know, the Texas fan base right now is up in arms with what happened this season. You know, that it's a fan base that has always had higher expectations and that you kind of are like, where's the reality in those expectations? And it's kind of, you know, any type of adversity strikes, it's fire everybody, you know, let's start over. And that's not always the option or the right answer. And I think Clemson is proving that that's not the right answer with them giving Dabo Swinney the time to kind of build his program. But, you know, people in Austin are not thrilled that Baylor, I mean, Matt Rhule's team was a 1-11 team. And they just, you know, they were on the cusp of being a college football playoff contender this season. I mean, what Matt Rhule has done in Waco is unbelievable. And it's and not even just the losses, what that program went through. I mean, that place was basically burned to the ground. And he has really built it back up in such a short period of time. And I think there are a lot of Texas fans probably sitting there scratching their heads wondering, did we hire the wrong guy in Tom Herman and not go, why didn't we go after this Matt Rhule character? You know, but if Texas would have hired Matt Rhule in the first place, the fan base would have been like, why the heck are we hiring this Matt Rhule character? So, you know, I think that people are not thrilled with what's going on at Texas right now. And in my opinion, Tom Herman has put himself on the hot seat a little bit. You know, he fired both or replacing both of his coordinators in year three. And, you know, I always say, once you start firing your coordinators, there's only so many places you can point the blame on before all the blame is being put back at you. So with Tom Herman deciding to do that with both his offensive and defensive coordinators in this offseason after the 7-5 season, you know, I think that he really just put himself on the clock. And I think that he's going to have to really make some splash hires with the replacing of Todd Orlando and Tim Beck in order for him to kind of save his job if he wants to stay in Austin long term.
Taylor Estes, 24/7 Sports and Horns 24/7. Looking forward to continuing to speak with you, Taylor, as we get closer to the college football playoff here. Appreciate you so much. I will accept your pity whether my producer allows me to or not, okay? Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much for having me on, Mark.
You got it. Take care. All right, coming up next, the GOAT shares something that motivates him, and I'll also tell you some of the hate that I've received that that has motivated me over the years when Offsides continues with the best thing we heard today. Coming your way next, live at Partners in Primary Care, 101 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, South Carolina. This is ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Thanks so much to the great folks at Partners in Primary Care for having us out here today. You guys are awesome. I had so much fun being out here today. It was chicken soup for my soul to be out here today. Really, it was. And I thank you guys so much for having Lonzo and I really putting up with us today. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but you guys were amazingly hospitable to us today and able to meet the great folks out here. Hey, Tom Brady, he's kept his suspension letter from Deflategate because it motivates him. Here's Tom talking about that.
So I still keep this. My suspension letter that I received. Just a nice way to remember. Thank you.
And he keeps it and it motivates him, suspending him for the inflation of footballs. By the way, he destroyed his cell phone that had all the data on it.
Yeah.
I have remembered things that people have said to me, Lonzo, that have motivated me over my career. Number one, I had an established host call my show a minor league show. Number two, I had a host tell me that he saw no star quality in me. And number three, My personal favorite, I had a listener tell me once that the only shoulder pads I've ever worn I got at the ladies' clothing store and Taylor's Loft. Okay? That's the only shoulder pads ever worn. Hey, they motivate me. They make you laugh. They motivate me, ladies and gentlemen. As is always the case, we wish a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone here at Partners in Primary Care. Again, thanks so much for having us out. You have been listening to the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.